Holly Springs Primitive Baptist Church. Two things strike an observer immediately at a Sacred Harp singing convention. One is what can only be called the eerie sound the singers produce, and the other is the sheer volume, the intensity of that sound. On almost any given Sunday in rural Alabama and Georgia, usually at a Primitive Baptist church, there'll be a Sacred Harp singing. Dozens of people who've come sometimes hundreds of miles to sing at the top of their voices songs that they've sung since childhood, songs first published over 100 years ago in the Sacred Harp Songbook. I asked one of the leaders at Holly Springs, Hugh McGraw, to explain what produces that unusual sound.
Well, Cleve, we sang six-part harmony, and we sit in a box or a hollow square shape. For instance, men and women sang the tenor or the melody part. Men and women sang the treble clef, and then only women sang alto and only men sang bass. By them, men and women dubbing the tenor and treble gives us an octave harmony there, which gives a six-part harmony. The leader stands in the middle of the square facing the lead part, which is sang by men and women. This is the melody of the song. They are sitting right in front of the leader. And then to his left is treble. Men and women sings this part. And on his right is bass, men only. And to the rear is altos, sang by ladies only. In the middle of that square, that's where all the sound comes. And see, everybody's patting their feet, beating time with their arms, and they get in the spirit of the singing, and they get a feeling for it.